constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last month, the Chicago Tribune and the Wall Street Journal gave us some hard facts about the food safety problem with China's food products. You might just think twice before biting into your next hamburger or chicken strip. Many fast food companies' reputations are still hurting from a 2012 scandal that involved one of their biggest markets, and the restaurant giant McDonald's, based in Oak Brook, Illinois, is now facing a new food scare. McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken's parent company, called Yum, have now apologized to customers after Chinese regulators shut down a local meat supplier. A television report showed workers at Shanghai Husi Food picking up meat from a factory floor. Newspapers also described a particularly gruesome video of workers repackaging rotten meat and mixing meat that was beyond its expiration date into the current supply. The company said they immediately stopped using this supply and switched to alternatives. The earlier scandal in 2012 also involved the same companies. That scandal involved chicken pumped with excessive amounts of antibiotics. Now, after this latest report, all Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Hut restaurants have been required to stop using meat materials supplied by the Husi factory. The behavior of this Husi food company is a classic example of what they call quality fade. That's a term that means companies that start out with high-quality products and then cut corners in alarming ways, such as the 2007 scandal of using lead-based paint in children's toys. According to the Wall Street Journal, even the Communist Party cannot protect its own people from bad products.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
January 31st, 2015. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I am coming to you from the Chicago suburbs, where we are supposed to get this big winter storm. Don't know whether it's going to happen. Sometimes they announce that we're going to get a big winter storm, and it doesn't appear. So, anyway, it's still pretty nice weather-wise. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit my radio schedule page at spingola.com to view the list of upcoming guests. I also invite you to visit the website of a friend who maintains the website spingolaspeaks.wordpress.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. Alrighty, our guest today for the first 2 hours is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. He is also the author of The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline. His website is jamesperloff.com, and that last name is spelled P-E-R-L-O-F-F. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk with you because you always have a lot of terrific information to share with us, and I know that today will not be any different.
Well, let's hope so. I'm hearing sort of an echo myself. Are you hearing me okay on that end?
Yes. I'm having okay. Issues with my computer today. I'm not sure what's going on. I can hear you, and I think good. That let's see if the producer has any. Okay, Dan, our producer today, doesn't seem to indicate any problem. Let me just scroll down here. And he says, all is well. He says, it's working. So that's great. So, and it's lovely to be working with Dan. Dan is just a really fine person. Anyway, so you have been writing some great articles, which you always do. You always put so much detail into your articles. You are a true scholar because of your detail and because of all of the facts that you bring to the attention of your audience, whether they're listening or whether they are reading your work. In fact, I have a copy. I bought a copy of the of your Shadows of Power, and it was one of the first, maybe the second book that I got. I read, what was it, Nundercalic Conspiracy. I think that was the first book of that type that I had read. And then when I read your book, oh my goodness, I was footnoting, or I was putting all kinds of post-it notes in. I used to put the corner of the page down, but that's not really nice to do two books. So I put post-it notes, and I had a lot of post-it notes in that book. So it's a terrific book, and it's still quite relevant. I think that's really important to note, that if a book's still relevant 15 years after it's been written or longer, that, well, that's a pretty good book.
And as much might be said for your books, Deanna, and I don't have that echo anymore, which is good. Your set of books, The Ruling Elite, are really the most comprehensive alternative media view of American world history I've seen, covering the last two centuries. And that is, they're encyclopedic in their detail, and they should be on everyone's shelf. And I'm not just saying that as a trade-off of you recommending my book, or salesmanship. Really true. You've done a marvelous job and answered a lot of questions for me about gaps of history that I had questions about.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. All righty. As I mentioned, the people who would like to join the other chatters in the chat room may do so by visiting spingola.chatango.com. And again, Jim's website is jamesperloff.com. Okay. jamesperloff.com. Now, you have written, I remember the last time that you were visiting with us, that we were talking about Pearl Harbor, and it was on the 8th, I believe. And
that's right.
We were talking about Pearl Harbor, and people were just so tremendously impressed with all the detail that you incorporated in that article. Your latest post, BB's Big Brainstorm. And the other one before that was, Did the Cold War End So That the War on Terror Could Begin? Which is a very provocative question. So either of those you would like to talk about, we're just open, because both of those articles are, well, pretty darn relevant. So what would you like to discuss today?
Well, let's move in to the one on Did the Cold War End So the War on Terror Could Begin? You know, Deanna, one thing I discuss in Truth as a Lonely Warrior is that whole issue of the sudden collapse of the Soviet Union, which was a mystery to us at the time when Gorbachev came to power in 1985, that heralded what would soon become glasnost and perestroika. And a lot of us who had been opponents of communism, because I started out as a hippie, but I really turned around when I started to learn, when I read Nundercalic Conspiracy like you did, and saw what was going on behind the scenes, and that communism was not a movement of the people, but it was financed, revolutions were financed for the purpose of toppling governments and paving the way for this ultimate world government that's being planned. But there was this startling change that came in the late 1980s when the Soviet Union suddenly it put on a smiley face and it said, you know what, we're good guys now, we're open to democracy, and we want to be chummy with the West. And this just didn't sound real, because, you know, anyone following the history knew that they had brutally suppressed democracy. When the Poles rose up in revolt in 1953, they were crushed with tanks. When the Hungarians rose up in 1956, that very courageous uprising was brutally suppressed. They had no problem in keeping their power consolidated, and it just didn't make sense that this tyranny, which had slaughtered many tens of millions of people, across the globe and had succeeded in conquering half of it would suddenly just stop. And so we greeted this news with some skepticism, the official reason being broadcast through the mainstream media was that the Soviet Union was collapsing because they couldn't meet the cost of keeping up with SDI. This was the Strategic Defense Initiative, also known as Star Wars. We had successfully fired a Patriot missile. We had demonstrated we could fire an anti-ballistic missile. And supposedly the Soviets were freaked out because if we implemented Star Wars and put these missile defense in the sky, they couldn't keep up with it. Well, this did not seem realistic because the Congress at that time was controlled by the Democrats led by Ted Kennedy. They were dead against deployment of SDI. They were only willing to fund research, and it just didn't seem probable.
Jim, we're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Deanna, and our guest for the first 2 hours today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It is a wonderful, wonderful book. Another book that he wrote, and these aren't the only two books that he's written, but another book that he wrote that I think is very significant is The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline. And that was back in 1988. His website is jamesperloff.com, and we are discussing one of his most recent articles, which is entitled, Did the Cold War End So That the War on Terror could begin. Okay, so pick it up from there.
Yes, so we were watching this development of a Glasnost with some skepticism, and something that reinforced that skepticism was the discovery of a book by Anatoly Golitsyn that it was called New Lies for Old. He was the highest ranking KGB defector to defect to the West during the Cold War. And he'd written a book that predicted Glasnost 5 years before it happened. It's quite remarkable. He said that you're going to see complete liberalization in the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc. He predicted the fall of the Berlin Wall, Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, the rise of a Gorbachev-like leader. And he made 148 predictions, of which 139 came true, which really made him a political prophet, but he was ignored in mainstream media. But we looked at Golitsyn and said, well, Golitsyn said that he'd been briefed on this at the highest level of the KGB and that it was going to be temporary, that in the end, he said that you will see the worst form of communism return. It is a deception to deceive the West. They want the West to disarm, and the KGB had determined the best way to do that was to make overtures of peace. Whenever they made overtures of peace, the West would respond by disarming, but if they rattle a saber, then the West would arm. And another thing that occurred to us as well, and I'm sure most of your listeners have heard the story of how Norman Dodd, the chief researcher for the Rees Committee, which was a committee investigating the establishment tax-free foundations in the early 1950s, had gone to the office of Rowan Gaither, the head of the Ford Foundation. And Rowan Gaither had, in a frank moment, told him what the purpose of the foundations were. And I'm going to quote, just as a brief excerpt, he said, quote, "Mr. Dodd, we are here in response to directives, the substance of which is that we shall use our grant-making power to alter life in the United States so that it can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union," unquote. Like you can see the full interview online between J. Edward Griffin and Norman Dodd as the full substance of that conversation. But the plan was to make America more and more socialist so that we could be merged with the Soviet Union. And another thing that began occurring to us was that for this merger to occur, the Soviet Union would also have to start liberalizing until you basically had two moderate socialist forms of government which could be merged into this final world government. But as time rolled on, the reforms did seem to be taking place in the Soviet bloc. And if you look at China, even though I wouldn't call conditions great there, it's still very statist. You do see that their economy was overhauled and there was a lot of Western investment, and they've westernized their economy. It's nothing like the days of Mao Zedong. So there's no question that there has been some liberalization that was more durable than we as skeptics thought would occur. But what dawned on me, Deanna, recently, that prompted me to write this article was, this is all part of an overall organic plan. And one thing that I noticed was that as the Cold War ended, that was when the war on terror began. Gorbachev came to power in 1985. And in 1986, Reagan launched those airstrikes on Libya, which was the very first shot fired in what is called the war on terrorism. And then in 1991, the Soviet Union dissolved into 15 republics. Also in 1991, we fought our first land war, the first Gulf War. And it occurred to me, because you know that the Zionist plan and the communist plan is integrated with the globalist world government plan, it occurred to me that in order to proceed with these this horrific series of nonstop false flag predicated wars we're seeing in the Middle East, it was necessary to remove the Soviet threat. And of course, you know very well, Deanna, that Western banksters financed the Soviet Union to begin with. Here in America, Kuhn Loeb, which was the Rothschild banking satellite in New York City, run by Paul Warburg, the Federal Reserve founder, and his partner Jacob Schiff, funding Trotsky to go into, with $20 million in gold, to go into the Soviet Union. And you had Warburg's brother, Max Warburg, in Germany, persuading the German government to send Lenin in with a trainload of gold to fund the revolution. And the Germans agreed because of the fact that the Bolsheviks promised they would take the Russia out of the war, World War I, if the revolution succeeded. And of course, before that, the Rothschilds were distributing money using Freemasonic helping hands to get the troops to rebel against the Tsar, resulting in his abdication before Lenin and Trotsky ever arrived on the scene. And of course, all through the Cold War, you had the Western companies, Chase Manhattan, pumping money into the Soviet Union, keeping it going. That's been well documented by people like Anthony Sutton in his book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and Joseph Finder in his book, Red Carpet. So they could pull the plug on the Soviet Union any time. And I believe that they pulled the plug in the mid to late 1980s in order to begin this next phase of warfare that we're now seeing in the Middle East.
Indeed. Right. And there's been a lot of talk about, oh, Putin is a good guy. And I'm sorry, I just don't buy into that, particularly with the recent laws that they've instituted in Russia. And I believe that once you have control of a company or of a country, or of a company, that you're not going to just all of a sudden relinquish it. And I just am very skeptical about that. But anyway.
Well, you're right. The authenticity of Putin is one of the great controversies that is occurring right now. And alternative media really seems to be divided on that issue. I've seen a lot of people who believe in Putin, that he's a genuine enemy of the New World Order. They seem to be trying to threaten him, to harm him economically, propping up the, this whole controversy about the BRICS nation and the recent shorting of gold in order to prop up our world currency and his threat to take Russia off the dollar as a world reserve currency, that type of thing. Yet there's another group within the alternative media and truth movement that believes that ultimately the string pullers behind Putin, whom we can't see, are the same people. And this is all part of the same system. And actually, the banksters probably wouldn't mind, at least at the top of their power pyramid, if our banking system collapsed, because they may feel they need that in order to introduce their world government and world banking system and
sure.
The final objective.
Sure. Well, there was a group of people that went in after the fall of the Soviet Union, went in and really took over a lot of the oil fields, took over a lot of the companies. They put some people in jail. But when you look at the people who went in, it's kind of the same people that were in charge of the warfare in the Middle East. So you have to kind of wonder about that. I wrote an article about that a few years back, but I just don't think that the politicians are going to relinquish a country that they've been in control of for such a long time. And I know that you brought up China, that they seem to be liberalizing, they seem to be giving their citizens more freedom. We are going to a quick 3-minute break here momentarily. But then, underneath, you have to just ask yourself, I don't know, would they do that? Okay, be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fabulous book, covers so many things it's a book that everyone should read and use as reference material. You just cover so many things in that book. It's terrific, really terrific. And that website again is jamesperloff.com. We're talking about Russia, and some very nice comments in the chat room. So anyway, you have we're talking about the article, Did the Cold War End So That the War on Terror Could Begin? And I've read certain statements that people have made saying that the Cold War was also used in order to build up Israel as a power in the Middle East.
And in what way was it doing that, Deanna?
It was just a comment that they had the Cold War, and that during that time, after the end of World War II, when the Israeli state became the Israeli state, and then they were collecting weapons and doing all kinds of things, And I'm not sure whether the person meant, well, it was a distraction. We could concentrate on the Cold War so that we wouldn't notice what Israel was doing. I'm not sure exactly what the implication was that they were attempting to make, but that is what he said, that the Cold War was just a gimmick to build up Israel. And, of course, we do know that that a lot of people went from the Soviet Union to the Israeli state after World War II. And a lot of transferring of assets, a lot of transferring of people, population. It was just an interesting time during that whole Cold War scenario, facade.
Right. Well, speaking of immigration, another thing I've recently noticed, Dan, and how much it plays into this, I don't know, but there was a huge opening of immigration of Jews to Israel with Gorbachev. That was another feature of his tenure. And just looking at Wikipedia, I believe it was between 1989 and 2006, I believe it was 1.5 or 1.6 million Jews emigrated from the Soviet Union. The doors were open wide, and of course most of them went to Israel. And that is, of course, a primary motive for all of this colonization and ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians, was because they had this huge influx of immigrants, Jewish immigrants, and there's very few now remaining, very few Jewish people remaining in the Soviet Union. One thing I just thought I'd mention, Deanna, I don't know if it's significant, but did it occur to me, you and I know that there was a Talmudic Jewish component, very much so, in the creation of the Soviet Union. The Germans obviously recognized this. It's no mystery that they were fighting Bolshevism and Zionism at the same time. They recognized that the Rothschilds and the Warburgs and the Schiffs were also Talmudic Jews who hated the Tsar. And if you've read Jerry Lehner's book, Under the Sign of the Scorpion, he did a lot of research after Glasnost opened up, and he pointed out it was not Lenin who ordered the death of the Tsar and his family. It was Schiff in New York. It's really quite remarkable. But the thing that occurred to me was that as long as you had a large number of Talmudic Jews still in the Soviet Union, it was still considered a Talmudic Jewish state. But perhaps when this grand immigration and flow of them into Israel completed, I wonder if that meant a coming around the last decade that Russia was now dispensable. And is that why one reason why Putin is now a bad guy, and that it's okay to make economic warfare renewed upon Russia? I don't know that, but it's just another one of these interesting factors. The more you look at Israel, I have found, the better we understand it. You know, I was schooled originally as a conservative only to think in terms of communism. But after reading books there was a marvelous book that you referred to, and the ruling elite, it was that 1958 book by Victor Malchalko called The World Conquerors, who pointed out the Zionist Talmudic Jewish role in so many world events that I had not appreciated until then. And he looked at, for example, you know, the Rosenberg spy scandal. You know, people say, well, they're communists then, because they gave this atomic secrets to the Soviet Union because they were communists. But if you look at all of those spies, David Greenglass, Cohen, Harry Gold, they were all Jewish also. And unless you bring that element into your understanding of it, I don't think you can get a full picture.
Exactly. And who was it that actually went over there and fired Gorbachev? Wasn't it a Rockefeller that went over and all of a sudden Gorbachev was out? I mean, who has the power to fire or to get rid of a world leader, the country's leader?
Well, David Rockefeller went to the Soviet Union in 64, and Khrushchev was shortly dispensed with by the Soviet government.
I got my leaders mixed up, but yes, I mean, that was pretty interesting. Yes. I thought, no, it's not Gorbachev. But, yeah, you're right. It was Khrushchev. Who has the power to fire a country's leader? And then all of a sudden, things go a different direction.
Well, we're used to that in America. Well, we know that it's not the elected leaders who really call the shots, but the people behind the scenes. And apparently that applied to the Soviet Union as well. My book, The Shadows of Power, of course, was about the Council on Foreign Relations, and that has been the organization simply by which the America's rich oligarchy, what Ferdinand Lundberg once referred to as our 60 families, you know, in his day it counted as the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, and the Astors, and the Warburgs, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The Council on Foreign Relations is the organization by which they control the American government. And so that, as I noted in the back of Truth as a Lonely Warrior, I said, since its 1921 founding, what small organization has produced 21 secretaries of defense and war, 19 mm-hmm. treasury secretaries, 18 secretaries of state, and 16 CIA directors? Of course, it's a Council on Foreign Relations. And because they dominate the cabinets of both Democratic and Republican presidents, that's why we only get cosmetic changes and the same basic foreign policy and trade policy continuing, regardless of whether it's a Reagan Bush type or a Clinton Obama type, Democrat or Republican.
Right. Yeah, it's very interesting. One has to really kind of laugh at some of the prospective candidates that we're looking at. Now they're talking about Jeb Bush. I mean, is mm-hmm. can it be any more obvious that either a Clinton or a Bush, that's all? We'd be better off picking somebody out of the phone book.
Well, that's a lot of choice. I mean, you do have a choice between one or the other, a Clinton or a Bush, so you can't say we don't have any choice at all, Deanna.
I know, I'm just being really terrible here.
But that's absolutely right, and it seems like I saw a tweet this morning, somebody said it seems like the choice between lesser evils gets more evil every year, and the choice is really diminishing. And so, you know, our whole, we have this whole facade here in America of democracy, and the truth is that we're not that much different from a centralized socialist type of state. When these candidates are being pre-selected, and Ferdinand Lundberg, the writer who I just mentioned, he was a Wall Street Journal writer, you know, he wrote this book
right.
called America's 60 Families in 1937. He pointed out that in the early part of this century, in his day, the rich were pre-selecting these candidates, and he proved that for both Democrats like Woodrow Wilson and Republicans like Herbert Hoover. The people in power were not the American voter with a single vote. It was the guy with the billions of dollars on Wall Street who already picked those candidates before we got a chance to go to that voting booth.
And I think that currently that more people are aware of this than ever before, because it's mm-hmm. so laughable that people aren't even taking the election process very seriously.
That's right, and it goes way back. Just to back this up, I think we've got, because we got a minute before our break.
Probably 30 seconds.
When we come back, I'll give you a couple of quotes to just back up. This is from older quotes about the fact that there's no real genuine choice at the presidential election time.
Exactly. Be right back.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest the first 2 hours today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. That is a fabulous name. That is just the greatest name. Love the name of that book. Jim's website is jamesperloff.com. Okay, so you were going to tell us about some of the statements regarding the current political situation.
Well, Lundberg had written his book in 1937, and here's what he said in that book, America's 60 Families. He said, quote, "The United States is owned and dominated today by a hierarchy of its 60 richest families. They are the living center of the modern oligarchy which dominates the United States, functioning under a democratic form of government behind which a de facto government, absolutist and plutocratic, has taken form. This de facto government is actually the government of the United States, invisible, shadowy, the government of money and a dollar democracy, unquote, Ferdinand Lundberg. Now, 3 years after that book was published, 1940, Wendell Willkie emerged suddenly as the Republican nominee for president, running against Franklin D. Roosevelt. But here's the interesting thing. Until 1940, he actually been a registered Democrat. And 7 weeks before the Republican convention, only 3% of Republicans wanted him. But all of a sudden, there was a media blitz. And the guy I wanted to quote was Congressman Usher Burdick. And this is from the Congressional Record. He said this, quote, "We Republicans in the West want to know if Wall Street and the international bankers control our party and select our candidate. I believe I'm serving the best interests of the Republican Party by protesting and exposing the machinations and attempts of J.P. Morgan and the New York bankers in forcing Wendell Willkie on the Republican Party. There's nothing to the Willkie boom for president except for the artificial public opinion being created by newspapers, magazines, and radio. The reason back of all of this is money. Money is being spent by someone, and lots of it," unquote, Congressman Burdick. Now, that's the Republican side, Deanna, but let's move it over to the Democratic side. 1976, we all knew that a Democrat would get elected after the Watergate scandal had tarnished the Republicans, right? So Jimmy Carter got the nomination, but similar to Willkie, 7 months before the convention, less than 4% of all registered Democrats favored him. They didn't know who he was. So let's just quote Senator Barry Goldwater on that. He's talking about a meeting that took place between Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and David Rockefeller at Rockefeller's estate in Tarrytown, New York. He said, quote, "David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski found Jimmy Carter to be their ideal candidate. They helped him win the nomination and the presidency. To accomplish this purpose, they mobilized the money power of the Wall Street bankers and the media controllers in the CFR and the Trilateral," unquote. Sound familiar?
Yes.
All of a sudden, Jimmy Carter's pictures on Time Magazine 3 times. Time Magazine's cover artists were told to make him look as much as possible like John F. Kennedy. He's on Newsweek's cover 2 times. The Wall Street Journal has an editorial saying he's the best candidate of all the Democrats. The New York Times starts running a series of puff pieces, and he's getting all these interviews on the 3 major networks at that time. And so he gets the nomination, but he was packaged. You know, it's a lot like pop stars, you know. They're packaged and sold, and people go out and buy their albums. They're really out of conformity. I'm sure it wasn't because individual Democrats individually decided that Jimmy Carter was their man. They didn't know who he was, just like Republicans didn't know who Wendell Willkie was. But that's the process. And so it is a facade, this idea that we have true choice at presidential election time here in America.
Wow. And you could say the same thing about Obama. I mean, all of a sudden, after an interview in New York with 12 corporation owners, all of a sudden, he's a congressman from Illinois, and then all of a sudden, he's president. Where did this guy drop out of? I mean, he just was there. Whoever heard of him before then?
Right. Well, the Bilderbergers were meeting in Virginia in 2008, and it seems that Obama vanished right when they were having that meeting.
Right.
And then he got anointed. And the same thing had happened to Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton attended the Bilderberg Conference of 1991, and in 1992, he was the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. So it's very obvious that the oligarchy that controls not only America, but the world, is picking these candidates, the ones who will serve their agenda best.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly. And they're not, no one who is put up as a candidate got there on his own. You have to conform to what the so-called elite say. There are no independent people who make it to the top. Without climbing over the backs of other people, without selling their souls. And I believe that they also have to be, psychopathic in order to do what they do.
To knowingly serve that agenda, I think that's a correct assessment of their character. They have to carry out wars, betray their own people, impoverish the middle class of America through, you know, all this outsourcing of jobs, increased taxation, you know, serving the interests of the Federal Reserve with its fiat currency that debauches our dollar and makes it lose our value. People on who are retired on fixed income can't survive. Yeah, they have to sell out for personal gain. Right. They're not good for America, and it's time for the American people to awaken to this horrific phenomena that has been the reality behind the facade, the upfront democracy that we believe we live in.
Right. It is amazing. It is just amazing that, and so many people, unfortunately, still rely on broadcast news. They still rely on the mainstream media to fall for all of this. And, for instance, with the Super Bowl tomorrow, more people are interested in the Super Bowl than they are in their government, in what their government is doing. And it reminds me of the Roman Colosseum and the games and the distraction. It's just really sad, very sad, pathetic.
And what you're saying brings out the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which said in Protocol 13, quote, "In order that the masses may not guess what they are about, we further distract them with amusements, games, pastimes, passions. Soon we'll begin to through the press, to propose competitions in art, in sport of all kind," unquote, Protocol 13.3. Now, that was published in Russia in 1903, same year the First World Series, by the way.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is a long-term plan. This is a long-term plan. And that distraction you just spoke of, that's right. They don't want people thinking about what they're doing. They'd much rather they worry about whether the Patriots or the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl.
Right. I refer to that as the protocols of the lurid elders of Zion, rather than learned.
You know, I stayed away from looking at that for many years, Dana, because like so many people, I've been told it's just a hoax. But then I've been lied to so many times. I found that this is, you know, a few years ago, I finally said, you know, I think I'll just take a peek at these things. And was I ever shocked to see every detail of the plan unfolding upon us now, laid out. And no wonder they made it the death penalty to own a copy in the old Soviet Union. No wonder it was ruthlessly suppressed, because it is the game plan. It's just quite remarkable. But that was one more thing that just serves to, in the preponderance of evidence, that shows that this is a deliberate plan that's been unfolded against us.
And they're so arrogant that they actually publish it. And I bet they're just... They think, oh, nobody's going to believe that we can do this. And when, in fact, that is exactly what they are doing, including the inoculation of diseases, which is what number 10.
That was another a nail in the coffin for me. Let me see if I can just find that that quote. It is, it's Protocol 1019. It says, quote, "It is indispensable to trouble the people with the inoculation of diseases," unquote. We can go into this in the second half to some degree, but they're talking about vaccination. And many of you listening, I'm sure, are aware that vaccination is causing a whole host of diseases in the young, from the young to the elderly, that we never experienced before. It's part of population control.
Alrighty, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest, James Perloff. So stay tuned.